The way I see it, everyone has a type. And if you like thick black girls of slightly above average height, with very clear, medium brown skin, dimples, and boobs just big enough to consider a reduction in the future, then I'm the girl for you. My type? Oliver Gutierrez. Hands down. Problem is, I haven't figured out if I'm the kind of person he'd go for. He's had a few girlfriends in his 16 years, and there's been no pattern among them that I've been able to surmise. But today, I am determined to find out if I fit into that randomness. Today, I'm gonna ask Oliver Gutierrez to homecoming.
You want me to come with?
My best friend Tatum asks, as we step out of Miss Robinson's fourth period English class. We both have lunch next, with our other besties Glory and Sailor, and Tatum's girlfriend Emily. I need to stop by my locker to grab my lunch. Oliver's locker is next to mine. He has fifth period lunch too. This is my moment to catch him and pop the big question. I'll push all my anxiety to the side. That weird, fast-talking, mumbly thing I do when I get nervous will absolutely not happen. I'll flash Oliver a sweet, confident smile and ask him if he wants to join me on one of the biggest nights of the year. It just sucks I have to do the asking in a crowded hallway and not on a quiet, starlit night on Venice Beach like I'd envisioned a million times. No, I have to do this on my own, I say, as we stop at Tatum's locker. I wait as they swap out their books and grab their lunch. Then Tatum turns to face me. They put their hands on my shoulders, and I hone in on the blue and silver glitter artfully streaked all over their beautiful honey brown face. There's a football game tonight. Tatum has some very intense cheerleading to do. Bethany Green, you are an irresistible goddess.
She's right.
Some random freshman agrees as she pushes by us. Thanks, I say to the random freshman's back before I refocus on Tatum's glitter. You walk right up to that boy and you let him know that taking you to homecoming will be the best decision of his life. You can do this. I can do this. You are beautiful and I love you. Go get him, champ, Tatum says. Nothing uplifts you like a cheerleader telling you you are beautiful. I can do this. I'm gonna do this. Right now. I let out a deep breath and march down the hall. I turn the corner into the West Wing and spot Oliver, head and shoulders over our classmates. He's wearing his royal blue home jersey, with the number 87 ironed onto the shoulders. He looks good. I'm what my moms call a late bloomer. I've always been more interested in other things that had nothing to do with boys. But sometime over the summer that changed. Actually, I'm lying. I know the exact moment things changed. I had my friends over to swim in my pool. Glory's boyfriend and the other juniors on the football team came by after they'd finished one of their preseason workouts. It was all fun and games until a splash fight devolved into something else. I was laughing, trying not to think about how long it was going to take me to blow dry my knotless braids, when suddenly, Oliver picked me up and effortlessly lifted me over his shoulder. The air left my lungs, water flying all around us. Over the sound of my high-pitched screech, I could hear Glory telling Landon to put her down. I think their plan was some sort of backward chicken fight. I grabbed Oliver's thick waist and held on for dear life until he put me down. I couldn't find my breath. Between the water running down my face and the odd laughter bubbling out of my lungs, he playfully pushed me out of the way, wrestling Landon into the deep end. The moment between us was over, and so was my late bloomer status. Boys had officially entered the chat. That night, after my three-part skincare routine, I brushed my teeth, kissed the moms goodnight, exchanged the last few sisterly insults with Jocelyn and Trinity before they were due back to college in a couple days. I climbed into bed, and instead of watching my favorite chef on YouTube, all I could think about was Oliver. How strong he was, his tan skin, the tiny pimples on the small of his back, and the few hairs on his upper lip laying the foundation for what would hopefully be a full mustache one day. That moment in the pool changed everything. My eyes had been opened to how truly hot boys can be. And I'm a little embarrassed to say this crush on Oliver has occupied too much of my mind since. I only have one choice. I have to ask him to the dance.